USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news. For the first time in 50 years, the Kansas City Chiefs win the Super Bowl in Miami. Final score 31-20 over San Francisco. And it's head coach Andy Reid's 222nd career win and his first Super Bowl win. The president's pre-Super Bowl interview. President Trump sitting down with Sean Hannity on Fox, discussing a host of topics, including impeachment and his Democratic rivals.
It's been such, I use the word witch hunt, I use the word hoax. I see the hatred, I see the, well, they don't care about fairness, they don't care about lying. You look at the lies, you look at the reports that were done that were so false.
There is an eighth confirmed case of the coronavirus here in the United States, a male college student in Massachusetts. More than 14,000 cases worldwide, more than 300 people have died in China. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Ahead of the Iowa caucuses, former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg, who's running for president as a Democrat, out with a new tax plan. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Former New York City Mayor and Democratic hopeful Mike Bloomberg unveiling a tax plan that would raise $5 trillion over a decade by raising taxes on the rich.
I don't like taxes any more than anybody else, but the bottom line is we can't have a deficit that keeps growing forever. And we have to have the infrastructure, and we have to have the education system, to have the hospitals, and there's no free lunch.
Bloomberg's plan would add 5% surtax on incomes above $5 million per year for individuals, and it would up the corporate tax from 21 to 28%. I'm Chris Barnes.
As for predictions on the outcome of Iowa, ABC's This Week host George Stephanopoulos weighs in.
It's a complete fool's errand to try to predict the Iowa caucuses. They surprise almost every time.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Friday, March 20th is the first day of spring, but if you believe in legend, the nice weather could be coming a lot sooner. USA Radio's John Hunt reports.
Pennsylvania's most famous groundhog declared spring will be early. It's a certainty. At sunrise, members of Punxsutawney Phil's top hat-wearing inner circle revealed the cuddly oracle's prediction, his 134th, according to the Pennsylvania Tourism Office. The annual event has its origin in a German legend that says if a furry rodent casts a shadow on February 2nd, winter continues. If not, spring comes early. Over the past 5 years, from 2015 to 2019, Phil has predicted six more weeks of winter three times and an early spring twice. According to records dating back to 1887, the Pennsylvania prognosticator has predicted more winter more than 100 times, making this year's forecast a rare one. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And police in London taking care of a terrorist before many more people get hurt. The 20-year-old Muslim man wielding a machete and wearing a bogus suicide-type vest. He's shot and killed by police after he stabs two people. Now, one eyewitness telling the Daily Mail he was shouting Allahu Akbar, God is great, in Arabic, as he was attacking people. And by the way, this man was just released from prison after serving only half of his 3-year sentence. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.